Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Quickly, very quickly. Look, I mean, for a guy that wasn't making much money by NFL standards, it's nice to know you have locked in $24 million no matter what happens. He has till the middle of July to sign an extension. I think you and I have both agreed that in order for this offseason to be viewed as a success, if you already think it is, great. But for us, that extension has to happen because that was part of the offseason plan. You traded Joe Tooney. The thought was we're going to get an extension done. And look, they have time. Got plenty of time to get it done, but that has to get done. Trey Smith was on with Kay Adams just yesterday on the FanDuel Sports Network and Up and Adams. They're all similar. They're very easy to get confused, you know?
And too she many asked, words up.
Yeah, that's what it is. And she asked him about him wanting to stay in Kansas City.
You were one of two players, my friend, to be franchise tagged this year. T. Higgins got his deal. What's up? Where are we in the process?
Yeah, shout out to T. Higgins, man, two Tennessee boys. They were in the same high school class, too, so really cool to see T getting paid. You know, ultimately, man, I can only focus on just working out and training, you know, and I love Kansas City. It's my home. I love the Chiefs. The fans in Kansas City are some of the best people I've ever been around. And, you know, ultimately, I would love to stay there. And that's my plan.
Well, we know he's here for this year because
we're working on it.
He signed the franchise tag. He locked in the $24 million. He's playing on the Chiefs this season, okay? He's not getting traded for this upcoming season. That is not with that number. He's not. And the thing that we always know is deadline spur action, and it's only March 25th, and the deadline is July.
But deadline be the draft?
Like, well, okay,
I think the deadline should be 28 days.
Two different things, right? We know the real deadline is July, but I am with you that this needs to get done before then to give yourself some more flexibility. Although I don't know who they are limiting themselves. Like, to me, they've signed everybody they're really going to sign. So it's not even like, oh my gosh, got to clear up the cap space so they can go and make a move. They did way more than we thought, actually, considering they didn't get the cap number moved around. I know the draft class is going to eat up a couple million dollars as well.
The numbers aren't in yet. Right now it shows them at $15 million.
Okay.
But like,
they had to move money around to make that happen with Mahomes and Chris Jones, which we knew was a possibility. Now, if they would have got the deal done with Trey Smith earlier, would they have had to move around as much money for Mahomes? The answer, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they wouldn't have had to do that, but that's the reality that they're in. I think Nate Taylor told us even before the franchise tag was signed, like, there's not a question. Truly, Trey Smith does want to be in Kansas City. That's not a BS thing. He wants to be in Kansas City. The Chiefs want him in Kansas City, but now that he signed the 24 point whatever million, that's your number, right? Like, so when you're negotiating with him, you can't be offering him less per year than that. He's got that on the franchise tag right now.
Yeah, but that's the problem, is that I think you could actually make the argument that this is what you're going to have to pay him per year anyway. So it's like playing him under the franchise tag doesn't seem like the worst thing, but I don't think you want to take on the full cap hit. Let's just say you can get the contract worked out and you have extra cap space. Is that a bad thing? That means you got extra cap space for next year. So you don't have to move even more money around with Patrick Mahomes or what we think is going to be at the end of 2026 or at the end of 2025, maybe a completely reworked deal for him. And they're going to need more help on the defensive line over the years. They're eventually going to have to decide on how to pay Trent McDuffie and Karlaftis and some of these other guys who would logically get it. So for your sake, like, do they have to get it done right now in order to sign these guys? No. But if they want to get Trent McDuffie under contract, they want to get some of these other guys under contract, I think it'd be prudent to get Trey Smith done as soon as possible. Now, $15 million doesn't count. A couple of contracts that are still floating out there. You know this works, where they're not, like, officially filed with the NFL, so the over-the-cap or the spot track sites don't have that working against their cap number yet. Effective, they have pretty much enough to pay their draft class and maybe a few million dollars more. I'm worried that Trey Smith is not going to let them, even though he wants to be here, get away with the, we cap the number wisely by just being like, we'll franchise you and nobody was going to get paid more than you this offseason, so your number stays there, versus what you and I both know, which is, had he hit the free agency market, he was worth $25 or $26 million to a team. And is that what he's asking for? That would be the question I'd have for the Chiefs right now. Is he trying to get what that open market price would have been?
And that's why there's negotiations and they will settle somewhere in between. Right? He's not going to get $26 million. I think they can ask for that. They're not going to get that. And the Chiefs aren't going to be able to get below the number that he just signed. And this is why we have negotiations. This is why the deal's not done yet. They will have to find some compromise. And that's why I'm saying I'm with you. They need to get this done. But unfortunately, sometimes it takes till the deadline. I hope we're not sitting here in July waiting. I don't think we will be, but we've been through this multiple times with different players in Chiefs history. They usually get the deal done, but there's some times where it takes until the day or two before that franchise tag deadline in the Chiefs history. They usually get them done. We all know the Chris Jones situation was a little bit different, but they usually go up close to the deadline. That's just when both sides start to not panic, but that's when you get some real stuff done. Right now, there's not like who's going to cave on March 25th? You know, why?
I guess, but it's also just like, it's not like free agent deals don't get done, right? It's not like, you know, T. Higgins was franchise tag. He didn't have to cave on, I don't know, whatever it was, 2 weeks ago. When did he sign?
You know, something like that. 10, 14
like,
days.
It feels like, and I'm curious, I guess, how the Chiefs negotiations work. The last couple of years, it seems like they're on the later end of these guys. I'm trying to figure out if it's just the Chiefs players know that if you're getting paid by the Chiefs, you better be the last one because they're not breaking the bank until everyone else is signed, and that's just life. Or if they're just having more complex conversations because they are trying to structure things in a way where they can keep a decent core together. Because everyone's questioning this year is the run over, right? That's always the national narrative on the Chiefs this year will be dynasty over, reset time. And the Chiefs are trying to be the single longest dynasty of all time. The Patriots dynasty around this time fizzled and had a few year break, not a 10 year break. There were 10 years between Super Bowls, but they were still going to Super Bowls during that time. But they had like a 3 or 4 year break where like the dynasty was dead, 5 year break, but the dynasty was dead, still a highly competitive team, end up in a Super Bowl, but the dynasty had died. And they needed a few more years to get it back put together. The Chiefs are trying to avoid that for probably the first time in NFL history. So I'm not saying it's not a difficult task. I wonder if that's what's holding up some of these contracts.
Yeah, 913-586-7965. Someone says, if they get the multi-year deal done, big signing bonus can greatly reduce the cap. Well, that's been the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, the only difference is now, I think most of their free agent signings are done. So I don't know if there's as much urgency that, oh my gosh, we got to do this so we can get under a cap number.
No,
so
they just moved around Chris Jones
that's
and
how
Patrick
they did
Mahomes
it.
To do it.
They brought back a Minnehue much cheaper than they probably thought they could get him for, or at least he thought they can get him for. They went in, they brought back Hollywood Brown. They obviously brought back Kareem Hunt. They got a deal with Nick Bolton. They signed Christian Fulton, Tillery. Like they addressed multiple areas
think
this
could
offseason.
Just tack on a void year or two if they wanted to move Travis Kelce. Like there's other mechanisms for them to get money if they need it.
Yeah, and someone's mentioned some other free agent names. There's some other names that we know, like names, wide receivers on the text line. Someone says, where do we think a guy like Stephon Diggs or Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen could end up? Some of these guys could sign in the next couple weeks somewhere. Otherwise, right after the draft, teams want to see how the draft plays out too. All of a sudden, you didn't get the receiver you thought you were going to get, or you did, and you might have had interest, or you didn't. You know, a lot of this stuff. Well, now some of these names don't. You know, Amari Cooper, we might have to wait till after the draft to see somebody like him.
I guess quickly as you mentioned that, if he's still under a contract, there does guard become more likely? Because let's say you already hypothetically need a guard to compete with Kingsley or Caliendo at left guard anyway. If you're not sure Trey Smith is the long-term right guard for your team, guard probably, like guard safety net, probably moves up the list a little bit, you know?
If they do what the mock draft we had yesterday, Drew told us from Chad Reuter or Reuter.
I think it's Reiter, actually.
Reiter.
I think I found the pronunciation. It's
that guy. If we go off of Chad's mock draft, you had him taking a guard and trading up. If they do that, then yeah, I think it says a lot about their ability or likelihood that they get a deal done long term. For sure, I think that's a possibility.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.